From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. In the age of Donald Trump, the idea of who belongs in the United States and who doesn't has become an increasingly political question. A new feature film tells the story of a young Indian man coming to the United States in the 1970s as an engineer looking for work and pursuing his American dream. It is a typical tale and yet worth recounting. The Tiger Hunter, directed by Lina Khan, features at its center a man named Sami Malik, played by Danny Pudi, best known for his role as Abed in the TV show Community. Malik tries hard to live up to his father, the Tiger Hunter's, reputation by searching for success and wooing the girl of his dreams. But the American immigration system and our class and racial hierarchy thwart his repeated attempts. The Tiger Hunter is in theaters now, and joining me is Danny Pudi himself. He's also a producer on The Tiger Hunter. Welcome to the program, Danny.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks so much for joining us. So as I said, what's really interesting about this film, of course, is the timing of the film, the fact that it comes at this strange political moment that we find ourselves in, where the idea of immigration, who's considered really an immigrant versus who's not, is such a big one. How important was this role for you?
I think it was important for many reasons. The first reason was that it mirrors my own family story in many ways. My dad immigrated from India to Chicago in the 1970s, which is how this film begins. The character I play journeys from India to Chicago in 1979 to pursue his dream of becoming this great engineer and to impress the love of his life at home, as well as trying to live up to the legacy of his great father. So there was some stuff there personally that I related to immediately. And, you know, secondly, this was my first time to work on a role that was written and directed by an Indian American female, featured primarily South Asians in front of and behind the camera. And that to me was tremendously exciting because I just hadn't been given an opportunity like that to tell a story that's important to our community and that so many people personally connected to. And the chance I had to play a lead character who was able to have moments of levity, but also moments of dramatic nature, was an incredible challenge and just super exciting. So we started this film before the Trump era, before the election. So I think this film has gained momentum in some ways, and it's taking on new meaning over the course of the last 2 years.
It's interesting because, you know, there are some, of course, stereotypes in the film, but, you know, there's some grains of truth in there. For example, you play a young man who's an engineer. I mean, many South Asian immigrants here in the U.S. are in that field, you know, medicine or engineering, in this case, an engineer. And Sami Malik comes to the U.S. with a promise of a job, only to find that that job doesn't really exist, that the company downsized. And so he, like so many other immigrants, have to now struggle. And he has only 30 days to do it. And in so many ways, also, I look at the film since it's set in the 1970s and think, actually, that was a slightly less terrifying time to be an immigrant in the U.S., perhaps. You know, these days, you know, Sami Malik might be hauled away to a detention center and deported the very next day.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to my parents, you know, about their experiences. I think in some ways, Tiger Hunter has helped me connect with their immigrant experiences even better. My mom immigrated from Poland in the 1970s. So her experience was different, but had a lot of similarities. And, you know, timelines were something that they both had mentioned. My mom actually came over here. Her mom had a green card. So timing wasn't as important for her, but it was for my dad and many other people in my community. And so there was this sense of pressure that I'm not familiar with. You know, I feel fortunate. I never had that sense of like in 30 days, I need to do something, you know. And that was definitely a very something very urgent that all of them stressed. And at the same time, in talking to my mom, she did mention that there was this optimism and there was this sense of freedom back then that she wonders if we've lost a little bit of that. I think, you know, I think a lot of us are questioning that right now. Things were different. Like in the film, we talk about, you know, how what there was this sort of idea of what is America. And my dad even talked about like watching Westerns, you know, this idea of America being this land where you can go and pursue these dreams. You know, which for me, I'm an example of that. I'm fortunate because of my parents and their sacrifices and what they did, the risks they took. I get to do this and tell their story in many ways. But yeah, I think it's in one way too. I think this film is an example of a group of people who we welcome to this country and have contributed to our country and have been in this country, contributing in many ways. In our film, it's fictionalized in how they helped develop a microwave. But there's many ways South Asians have contributed, whether it's helping develop skyscrapers like the Sears Tower, to other projects across the country and our economy. And I think that's something that's really important to me, is to stress how important immigrants are to the fabric of our country, not just 100 years ago, but today and 20 years ago. And I think they will continue to be. And I think that's what makes this country great.
And one of the parts of the film, you see all of your roommates, Sami Malek's roommates, when he comes to the U.S., mostly other South Asian men crammed into a single apartment, but most of them with these degrees in higher education. You know, there's the joke that you go to New York and your taxi driver is a trained, you know, medical surgeon, but can't find work in the U.S. and so is driving a taxi. In some ways that was reflected in this film as well. These highly educated, overqualified young immigrant men looking for the American dream, but, you know, parking cars on the weekends instead.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that is based on truth. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
It's Alina too, when she was doing research for this film, her part of her process was interviewing a lot of immigrant families, and the story about all the South Asian men being sleeping in those cramped quarters and yelling "Uto" to turn over. That's true. That's based on a true story that someone told her.
Really?
In the film, where we're all sharing this one real fancy suit that eventually splits. But spoiler alert. But that scene of a bunch of men sharing a suit for a job fair is also based on a true story.
Wow.
And so there's a number of stories there that are based on truths, you know. And I think, you know, I think Lena's goal here was to sort of look at it from the prism of like today, that time period, and also in a lighthearted comedic way. So that way people can be open towards listening a little bit. I think it's right now people are digging in hard, and sometimes it's hard to really kind of be open to hearing these stories, and also just seeing that, you know, these are people who just exist, just like you and I. And also, you know, at the root of it is just the story of Sammy just trying to win over this girl, which to me is like, it's just the silly things we do. And I think, you know, for me, I think it's so important to be able to just show humanity, especially with people of color on screen right now. I think it's just super important.
Let's actually watch an excerpt from the trailer to The Tiger Hunter. The film is in theaters right now. Here is a little taste of the film.
All I've really wanted in life are two things: to achieve absolute greatness and to win over the world's greatest girl.
Your father is amazing.
How can I ever live up to a man like that? America. America is where you find greatness.
It's probably still going to explode.
There's a few bugs in it, but I don't think it's going to explode. So many of these men have technical degrees, yet they are working as taxi drivers and dishwashers.
I know, this is a great country. There's no shame in any kind of job you do.
I've only wanted to marry her my whole life. No big deal. Things happen quickly here.
And that's a short taste of the trailer of The Tiger Hunter. My guest is Danny Pudi. He is the lead actor in the film, playing the role of Sami Malek. He's also a producer in the film, best known for his role as Abed in the TV show Community. Danny, one of the things, of course, that also came out from this film was the drive that immigrants tend to have. Again, the stereotype based on a little truth that they tend to have to want to look for, you know, their definition of success. So this young man comes into the country and he's extremely determined, as many immigrants are, because just to get where they've gotten, just to even step into the country, they've had to overcome huge obstacles. Can you talk a little bit about that as well, and maybe some parts of your own family background that you can bring into it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what you said is so true in many ways. And for me, in my own family's story, I think the obstacles that my family has had to endure throughout their history, and specifically with my parents, I don't think I'll ever be able to top those obstacles. And that's something I'm very well aware of. You know, my mom immigrated here without speaking English. My dad had a little bit more grasp of English just because coming from India, but not really. And they both had to learn English in this country, start over in communities where they didn't really know anybody, and figure out their lives, you know, and at the age of like 20, you know. And that to me is just like, you know, when I was 20, I was very fortunate to be going to college and figuring out my life here in America, but I didn't have to overcome those kind of obstacles, you know. And in terms of specificity to the film, there's a scene in the film where I'm saying goodbye to my mother in India, the character I play. And it was a very emotional scene for me to play. And I talked to my mom before that scene, my own mom, just about her experiences of saying goodbye to her family when she came over here. And
just a reminder, your mother's Polish, not Indian.
That's correct. Yeah. So I talked to my mom specifically about her experience leaving, because my mom came here alone to America. You know, my dad had came here with his dad, but my mom came here alone. And I thought that was just so interesting for her to just journey by herself to a country where she didn't speak a language and didn't know anyone and had never been to Chicago. And also saying goodbye to her own family back in Poland. And it was really emotional. It was the first time I've actually ever talked to my mom about that. Because also from the immigrant community, I think there's something maybe many of us have in common, is that they don't talk about those stories very often.
Yep.
And, you know, especially emotional stories or struggles or obstacles, they tend to keep those pretty close to their chest. And my mom, it's more, you know, she's more interested in making sure I'm okay and making sure I'm taking enough vitamin C and eating enough food. But it's a chance for me to really connect with her about that, how hard that was for her. And she expressed it was really difficult because she didn't know when the next time was that she was going to return to Poland or if she was going to see her family again. And that to me was just really impactful, and something that I've never experienced. And I think that's something that immigrants on the whole are experiencing today, saying goodbye to everything that's familiar, journeying to America in hopes of, you know, doing something greater or embracing something new. And I think that's something that I think I took for granted. I take for granted. I think a lot of us do. But it's very, I think, relevant to today. I think a lot of people that are coming here are coming here for great reasons, to do good things, you know, and to better their lives and their families' lives. And at the same time, they're saying goodbye to a lot, you know, like my mom was saying goodbye to everything that she knew. My dad didn't necessarily want to come here in some ways, you know, but the choice was being made for him by his family and to, you know, and so there's all those kind of, you know, stories as well, is that it's more complicated than I think I imagined. And I think thanks to this film, I was able to learn a little bit more about both of my parents' journeys here,
right.
which was really another sort of side effect, but a great bonus about working on this project.
I'm also wondering if during this age of Trump, South Asians in the United States, both first and second generation immigrants, are seeing themselves playing a different role. For a long time, South Asians and maybe Asians in general have been sort of seen as this model minority. But we also do know that, for example, you know, when police brutality happens, it may not matter if you're a South Asian, you're just seen as a person of color. To Trump supporters, you're taking away jobs. Increasingly, you're seeing young South Asian immigrants becoming activists or seeing themselves as needing to be part of the conversation in the country, to tell their stories and to say, you know, we are humans too, and we do have a right to be here, to, as we're contributing, we have a right to exist peacefully. Mm-hmm. That's a story that I think, I'm wondering if you think more South Asians feel like they need to be playing now.
I do. And I think it's happening now. And I think, you know, as a person of color, you know, I grew up where, you know, I've had people say things to me like, get out of my country.
Oh, sure.
And
we've all had that, right?
Yeah. And just hearing that makes you question everything. Because for me, what is my country? It's here. I was born here. This is my country. Everything I know here. I'm a Chicago Bulls fan, you know, it's and so it makes you question everything. But there's also this pocket in my mind, in the back, that there's always that threat that someone's going to say that to me. And I think it doesn't matter if who you are, where you're from, if you're a person of color, there is that that I think we have in common, that there is that fear, you know, that that could happen to you at any time. At the same time, I think it's important for us to really, you know, I guess, stand up for being proud of who we are and where we come from and embracing sort of the values that brought us here. And I think celebrating the immigrant experience is one way of doing that. Because I think my family and like many families sacrificed so much to get us here, you know, and at the same time, there is this balance right now that we're all, I think, in the middle of. I think everyone is questioning it in some way of who we are and what are the values that we want to hang on to, you know, whether it's making sure that we remember old family recipes, hanging on to sort of collectivist tendencies. And then also trying to embrace the whole American spirit and trying to really figure out who we are as individuals. And that's a very real struggle right now for all of us. I think visibility right now is a great time for South Asians. And I think, like anything, it relies on momentum. It relies on more stories being told. And, you know, I'm very thankful that there's been Master of None and The Big Sick and
Right. Yeah. You're seeing people like Aziz Ansari and Hasan Minhaj and Mindy Kaling really, you know, make it normalize seeing brown South Asian faces on the screen and telling stories that are not stereotypical South Asian characters.
It's true. And I think all those stories matter. And a lot of it is just numbers. And, you know, like for me, I think what's like one important thing was this year was the first time I got to sign a nudity rider, which was really exciting for me.
A what?
A nudity rider, which means it was a project that I was working on where I'd potentially be naked on it.
Wow, okay.
And I was very excited.
Okay.
Was not excited, but I was extremely excited because I thought for Asian American, that's super important. We need to be seen in all aspects of our humanity, you know? So apologies for all the people out there who potentially have to see that. But I think as a person of color...
Are you going to take your parents to see a film where... anyway.
But I think it's important in all these projects, all these shows. And I think it's showing South Asians in ways where people can really see us that we're not perfect. We make mistakes. We are just like everybody else. And I think that's just another important step. And that's why I think right now it is important to speak up, because I think momentum is a key element right now, is being able to show that these stories are important. They matter. People want to see them, hopefully. And it's all, I think all of this is designed for me to be like, let's hopefully look at each other as humans and choose empathy over fear.
And this is where, of course, popular culture does play such a huge role. I mean, it may seem trivial to talk about, you know, a film or TV shows at a time when real people's lives are being impacted by real world political decisions. But the cultural shift often is what comes before the political actions. And the cultural shift happens so much in what we consume on television and movies. So that's really, really important, right?
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of comedy and art, is being able to tell these stories and not force opinions on people. It's just showing life. And I hope that's what this story does. And,
right.
And I'm lucky that I get to do that, because I just want people to see, you know, that we're all very weird people. Everybody.
Again, the film we've been talking about is The Tiger Hunter. My guest, Danny Pudi, plays the lead role of Sami Malik. He's also a producer on the film. Danny, the film is out in theaters now, and the more the people that come out to watch it, the longer it might stay, right?
That's right. So, if you could see it in the theater, I highly recommend it, because it's fun. It's a chance to eat popcorn, and you'll have to stare at my T-zone for a long time on a giant screen, which sorry about that. But
and it's also fun. It's a lighthearted film too. I should say it's sort of an endearing and warm film.
Totally. And I think right now it's like there's not a lot of films like that anymore. Mm. which I was excited. It's the tone of the film is light. It's sweet. It's based on a lot of true stories, you know, but it's not trying to dig in and not trying to really push any kind of agenda on anyone. It's really kind of just embracing the story that many of us connected to personally about our parents and grandparents and the journeys that they took to come to America and give us opportunity to do this.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today and wish you the best of luck with the film. Thanks so much, Danny.
Thanks, Sonali.
My guest is Danny Pudi, lead actor playing Sami Malik in The Tiger Hunter. He's also a producer on the film, and he's best known for his role as Abed in the TV show Community. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.